Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Yards, and we'll bring it into a third down situation now for the Hornets in Dodgeville territory. Working the football. The Hornets getting a little bit closer to the red zone right now. Staver of Dodgeville on the tackle. Play comes in for the near side. That is Jaden Shep. Shep into the committee now, and the Hornets will face the Dodgers from the 23-yard line, Dodgeville's 23-yard line. Team colors pretty similar for both. Black and orange awaiting the snap out of the shotgun. Shep. There's Dosh in motion, handoff going for running play for the fullback, and that is Perkins, and he is inside the 20 to the 14-yard line. Very close to a first down. The Hornets with a good running play from young Bronson Perkins, just a freshman, and that is indeed a first down. Got inside the 15-yard line. The Hornets in the red zone. Your Wirtz Plumbing and Heating red zone alert, because when it's crunch time, you need a reliable team. Here we go. First down for the Hornets. Ball on the near hash mark. 9:50 remaining in the opening quarter of area football. No score. Brenton Baker will split out wide to the left. He's the only out man. Everybody else in tight. Shep will take the snap from under center, awaiting the snap from Harris. Hand off, going to Dosh. Left tackle, cuts right, and then gets inside the 10. Rolls to around the 6-yard line. Several for Dodgeville on the tackle. Out for the bottom of the pile, number 54, Briggs Hudson, a sophomore for Coach Matt Staver. Bronson Perkins runs the play in for the near side. Tate Perkins exits, and it's second down inside the Dodgeville 10-yard line at the 6. Hornets are knocking at the proverbial door right now. Driving toward the south end zone. One man wide to the near side. That is Schwitzenberg. Everybody else in tight. Shep will take the snap out of the shotgun. Long snap count. There it is. Snap and Dosh running left side, trying to push the herd. He's down around the goal line, and he's got a Richland Center touchdown. Brady Dosh with a 6-yard score, and the Hornets score first here on homecoming night 2025. Excellent blocking there by the line. This Hornet line has done a really good job this year. Harris and Bosworth, Bindle, Gall, and Salazar, it's pretty much been the same crew each and every week. And they just, that time, just kind of pushed the herd, and Brady Dosh kind of was very hesitant there at first and then just kind of let them do their job, and he had the chance and got to the end zone. Awaiting the snap from center, the holder is Shep. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. That's Liam Fingerson, who's kicking tonight. He's back in the lineup with a wrap on his elbow, wearing number 30. But Liam Fingerson, good to have him back. And that is a 7-0 Richland Center lead. 8:47 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football from WRCO Sports.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Richland Center will kick it off after the score. There's a reverse by Dodgeville, taking it back the other way with a running back, Nathan Johnson, making his way, breaking up to the 40, all the way to the 45-yard line of Dodgeville. So a reverse, and it works to perfection for Dodgeville. They've got excellent starting spot there. their own 45-yard line. I want to say this hour's text to win word from the multi-state Go for the Green and Gold contest. The word this hour is final. F-I-N-A-L, final. It is the final word of the text to win contest, so get that done through the WRCO app or the Civic Media app. Find WRCO or 608-647-4155. First play from scrimmage for Dodgeville. Handoff for the running back. He's got a gaping hole. Moves to the left and then brought down right around the midfield line. So a good run by number two, Griffin Bush. Bush, Brenton Baker brings him down. Dodgeville in the running back positions. Nathan Johnson, Griffin Bush. Jackson Jabs will be as well. The quarterback is Blake Stadola. Along the line, Ethan Burke, Briggs Hudson, Finn Fitzsimons, Elliot Jorenby, and Vinny Cerruti for Dodgeville. Second down for the 50. Here's a handoff running play into Richland Center territory to the 48. Gain of 2 yards on the running play by 22, Aiden Duran. And the stop is made by the Hornets. Jake Schloam. Third down and short yardage to go for the Dodgeville Dodgers. Hornets starting defense along the front. Schloam, McGowan, and Tate Perkins on the line. Fingerson normally on that left side. I believe they've replaced him with Weiss. And then it's Grob and Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Defensive secondary, Bronson Perkins, Brenton Baker, Jaden Shep, and Duncan Harper. Third down for Dodgeville from the Richland Center 47. There's a little counterplay in the backfield, and Dodgeville's going to spin for a first down. Nathan Johnson a little deeper into Hornet territory at the 41-yard line. Brenton Baker on the tackle, and the sticks will move on. Bronson Perkins helping out as well for the Dodgers. So they will move that chain, and it's first down for Dodgeville. They're getting off to a nice start in this first possession for them. 7 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. 7-0 Richland Center. Ball on the Richland Center 42-yard line. Snap from center. Stadola hands off. Running play off right tackle. And Aiden Duran gets to the 40-yard line. And a flag flies. Our first flag of the ball game. The whistles will sound. Personal foul against Dodgeville. So a 15-yarder will back it up against the Dodgers. Stops the clock with 6:43 remaining here in the first quarter of Southwest Wisconsin Conference football. New Glarus leading Prairie du Chien 7-0. And Aquinas wins because of forfeit by Westby tonight. I'm not sure the circumstances there, but New Glarus and company in the lead. And again, New Glarus leading Prairie and Aquinas already done. The game was a forfeit tonight. Belmont leads DeSoto 8-0 in eight-player football. Second down for Dodgeville from their own 45-yard line. They're going to air one out over in the left flat, and it's intended for Caden Schneider, but it falls incomplete and pretty well played by Duncan Harper. He was in the vicinity. Brings up third down for the Dodgeville Dodgers. Fill me with you on homecoming Friday night. It was a beautiful parade today. Just really enjoyed our time there, and the class is well represented, and a lot of alumnus coming back as well. That made it a lot of fun. So here we go. Dodgeville up to the football. Second down. Man goes left side for Dodgeville. Now a snap. Stadola back. They're coming after him. He runs to the left side and then tries to throw it. And it's going to be a flag for intentional grounding. Hornets came a calling there. And he decided, trying to get rid of it and tried to avoid the sack, but then instead got penalized. Blake Muller and Tate Perkins were the ones that were back there first. And that will push the ball back to around the 35-yard line, I believe. No, more than that. So that goes back to the 31 now. Dodgeville's got about 3 acres to try and overcome here as they try to keep it going. It's going to be a third down play, or is it? No, it's marked as a fourth down play. So Dodgeville taking the punting crew out, and Dodgeville questioning whether it should be fourth down or not. Stops the clock with 6:26 remaining here. Opening quarter of football, 7-0. Richland Center in the lead at Avitus Rip Field. They are packing them in here tonight. What a big crowd on hand. The Hornets are back to accept a possible punt. Now the official talking with the Dodgeville coaches on the far side. So the penalty, Dodgeville coaches not pleased. I think they were surprised there was a loss of down on that one. So it drops it to fourth down. The ball is back at the 31-yard line. And the Dodgers break committee now up to the football. The punter is also the quarterback, Blake Stadola, sophomore, but I can't believe it. Dodgeville would risk that as long as they have to go. Long snap. Ball is right around the 20, and he's going to spiral it. Good punt. Back to around the 35 of Richland Center. The return man spun around and brought down to the 41-yard line. That was Brenton Baker, who's turned into be a very good return man this year for the Hornets. Schneider on the stop. Dodgeville player a little slow to get up. Braxton Staver, but it looks like he's all right. So Dodgeville with a punt on their opening possession, and the Hornets take over for their second possession, starting at their own 42-yard line. Join us for the Dairyland Transportation High School sports update at halftime. We'll talk about the Richland Center Ithaca cross-country team. They're having a tremendous year. And also our old pal Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin. We'll talk about football and some games that we're going to be really interested in to see about the outcomes, and we'll have some of those scores coming up at halftime. First down and 10 for the 42. Richland Center's Jaden Shep under center. There's the snap. Hand off, and it's Shep. Dosh running left side. Gets across the 45 to the 46-yard line before he's brought down. Brady Dosh brought down by Braden Houston and Nathan Johnson. Second down for the Hornets coming up. Good swing of about 5 to 6 yards on that play. Shep will bring the call in from the sidelines and head into the huddle. 5:45 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football. Outstanding alumni will be honored here at halftime as well. They have a reception for them in the West Commons before the game tonight. Second down, there's the snap from center. Handoff and Dosh on a running play. Nowhere to go up the middle. Tries to cut right, and he gets a little bit, but not enough for a first down. Dodgeville doing a good job of tracking down Brady Dosh. And there's a Dodger that's a little slow to get up, Sam Rupp. And now makes his way up. Tackle also helped out by Braden Houston. Third down and 2 yards to go for the Hornets. Ball rusting right around the midfield line. Need to get into Dodgeville territory at around the 47 for a first down. Shep ushers the play in. And now the Hornets up to the line. Harris the first there to snap the ball. Two men wide to the left side. Shep will take a snap under center. There it is. Handoff going for Dosh. Bursting ahead up the middle. Got across the 50 to around the 48. It looks initially like he will be shy of the first down. Tackle made by Jackson Jabs. Fourth down and inches for the Richland Center Hornets. And I would think they will go for it. Shep is in. And here come the Hornets. Fourth down and less than a yard to go for a first down. Shep will operate out of the shotgun. He's got wide receivers. One split out. There's somebody jumped. Richland Center did. Yeah, that doesn't help the matters. 5-yard penalty will back it off. Putting it back around the 46-yard line. Just about every club represented today in the Richland Center homecoming parade. Lots of people representing, and the bands were there. What a day for a parade. And the duck race. We have the results of the duck race. We'll have to mention that. But there were some winners. The Richland Sports Boosters put that on today, and it was a big old slip and slide those Ducks are on. I wanted to get on it myself, but they wouldn't let me. Fourth down, Hornets going for it. Fourth and about six. Shep going to run it on the quarterback option. Pitches, Dash catches behind him. He's got a little room. 50, 80, first down. Flag flies, 45. Down to the Dodgeville 37-yard line. But it may be coming back. See what the flag is potentially about. The officials will chat with the white hat official. And they'll let us all know. I don't think it's going to hold for the Hornets because it is a hold. Holding penalty will back it up 10 yards. So they'll back it the other way. 3:24 remaining in the first quarter. Hornets continue to lead it 7-0 in area football. And Richland Center up to the football. Looks like they're going to bring the punter out now because it is still fourth down. Fourth down and about 11 yards to go. Awaiting the snap from center. And a flag flies again. Low snap. Fingerson is back to do the punting. And it's another five-yard penalty against the Hornets. So they are continuing to move in the wrong direction. Well, hopefully Shep can get a decent punt off, as he often does. Fingerson with a good leg on him. We'll see if Liam can do that. So it brings up fourth down and about 16 yards to go for a first down. There's the snap. Fingerson, whoa, booms it into the night. Back around the 15-yard line. Caught now by Dodgeville, returning to the 25. And then brought down, and there's a flag on the play. Nathan Johnson with a quick 10-yard return. And we'll see if it stands up. Tackled by Duncan Harper. So the call potentially against the Hornets. 2:46 remaining. No, it's against Dodgeville in this first quarter of action. Congrats to the King and Queen this year, Brady Dosh and Ella Kearns, the royalty of the 25 homecoming festivities. Abe Bosworth and Leah Chambers, also representing the class of 2026. Holden Grob and Aubrey Geisler, the 27 reps. 28 reps, Lacey Allball and Drew Melby. And the 29 reps, Bronson Perkins and Laura Stoltz. They will preside over the dance tomorrow night. So after all is said and done, Dodgeville with its second possession starting at its own 25-yard line. 7-0 Hornets, 2:46 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football. Ball on the near hash, man in motion for the Dodgers, and there is a running play off right tackle to the 26. Not much. Hornet Wall pushes him back. Several in the middle, led by Jake Schlom and Kaizen Schwitzenberg. They'll give him a yard or so. Duran, the ball carrier. Dodgeville able to get a couple of good first downs on that last drive, but then kind of hurt themselves and marched the other way after some significant penalties. Second down play, ball on the near hash mark. 2:05 remaining in the opening quarter. There is the snap. Hand off, Dodgeville running play. Jack Graber is stacked up and dropped. I don't know if he got back to the line of scrimmage or not. Graber brought down by Brady Dosh and friends. So it's third down for the Dodgers at about 7 yards to go. So the time out just for a moment now as Dodgeville regroups with a third and 7 yards to go. Coming up, clock down to a minute 30 remaining here in the first quarter. Dodgeville up to the football. Long snap count. And now back to throw is Tavella. He throws it left side short. He was pressured big time by the Hornets, number 34, Tate Perkins. Good sportsmanship. Tate helps him up at the other side. And now fourth down. Hornets will get somebody back deep to receive for Dodgeville. It appears it will be their second punt of the night. Bill Twining doing the PA announcing tonight. Boy, we have a nice picture of Bill we're going to have to post. It's from a little while ago. Fourth down play coming up. There's the snap to the punter. There is, almost blocked. It's punted by Dodgeville, going to bound around the 50 and then taking a huge Dodgeville bounce and keep on rolling inside the 40 of Richland Center to the 37. So that could have been a disaster for Dodgeville, nearly blocked, but they do get it away, and it's downed by Braxton Staver. And Dodgeville, after its second punt, turns it back to Richland Center, and the Hornets will start for their third possession of the night. Ball marked around the 37-yard line, their own. Football tomorrow features Royal at Ithaca in what we believe will be a really good game. Ithaca homecoming. It does not start until 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. The Teznik Power Sports pregame show tomorrow at 2 o'clock. A minute and some change remaining here in the first quarter. 7-0 Hornets. They get the ball back. First down from their own 37. There's the snap. Shep takes it. Going to run it himself. Coming to the near side and going to be pushed near the 40. Stays in bounds. Comes back across the field and finally hit and drop. Did get a first down, though, out to the 50. Jaden Shep running forward and then side to side, which he does so well. And that will move the sticks again for the Hornets there with the ball at the 50-yard line. Dodgeville trying to dig in here. And the Hornets have proven the ground game to work. Have not gone through the air tonight. Hornets up to the football. First and 10 ball at the 50-yard line of Richland Center. Shep will take it from under center. There's the snap. Hand off to Dosh. Dosh hits the line. Blows across the nose guard and then up to around the 46-yard line of Dodgeville. So just into Dodgeville territory on the run by Brady Dosh. They'll give him nearly 5 yards on the play. Several on the stop. Nash Antonsen. And the Hornets are going to let it run down to zero, and there it is. Clock hits zero, and that is one quarter of action. Richland Center leading 7-0 over Dodgeville in Southwest Wisconsin Conference football tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle. New Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Seven nothing. Hornets lead on the touchdown by Brady Dosh and extra point by Liam Fingerson. And the start of the second quarter finds the Hornets in pretty good field shape. Ball is at the 49-yard line of Dodgeville. So Richland Center up to the football. The line is getting set for this second down and 6 yards to go. One man to the near side wide. That's Will Weiss and Jaden Shep hustling to get back. Hornets are going to have to hurry to get this one off. Back line judge is doing the countdown now, and Shep takes the snap. Back to throw. They're coming after him. He whizzes one down the sidelines, and it is picked off by Dodgeville. Right around the 24-yard line. Ball hung up. And the Dodgers, number 10, Braxton Staver, picks it off. Pass was intended for Brenton Baker. Boy, he was out there for a little bit, but it was not to be as Staver picks it off. And so now Dodgeville takes back over for their third possession of the night. 7-0, Richland Center in the lead. Dodgeville with the ball. on their own 24-yard line. Dodgers up to the football. Hornets trying to dig in. One man wide to the right side. Sean Kolsch out of the defensive assignment there for the Hornets. Somebody jumped the Hornets. They got back. Here is a running play up the gut for Dodgeville, and they push their way across the 25 out to around the 27-yard line. Tackle made by Tate Perkins. Second down for the Dodgers. Both teams have had some highlights here, but the Hornets the only ones to hit that sustained drive and get all the way to the end zone. Dodgeville out. The line is set. Long snap count. Handoff. Running play. Left tackle. And the running back bounces down to around the 30-yard line. So that'll bring up a third down. And about 5 yards to go. Houston on the carry for the Dodgers. Baker and Tate Perkins on the stop. So a third down play coming up now for the Dodgers in their own ground around the 29-yard line. Hornets in man coverage. Three wide receivers out and about for Dodgeville. There's the snap. Back to throw is to Dola. Guns it over the middle. He's got a man wide open, and he gets behind the defensive center, and he's going 40. Down to the 30, original center. Down to the 20, and the Hornets get him. A couple of Hornets collide. Baker and Harper, they caught him from behind, but it almost went all the way for Dodgeville. Isaiah Argel with the catch. Good throw by the quarterback. Tadola, and Dodgeville's going to hurry up here. They're waiting for the chain gang to arrive. Ball at the Richland Center 15-yard line. Hand off for a running play. Moving the pile to around the 10-yard line. They catch him by the jersey and to bring him back. So Braden Houston on the carry. Long catch by Isaiah Argel and run getting Dodgeville into position now. They are trying to get something established now as they are in the red zone for the first time tonight. Sponsored by Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, where they're always heating up the competition. We need more air conditioning tonight than heat, but that's the way it goes. Hey, I'm not complaining. Not complaining. Second down. Ball right around the 10-yard line of Richland Center. Sadola under center. A man in motion. Bush from the near side. And Griffin gets the carry, and he lands right around the 11-yard line. Didn't get much. Well read by the Richland Center defense. Tackled by Baker. And third down. Mark that just outside the 10-yard line of Richland Center. Dodgeville knocking on the proverbial door, trailing 7-0. Third down. Everyone sets. Stadola takes it, fakes the pitch. Runs, now throws. It is going to be overshot down around the 4-yard line. Harper on the coverage, and there is a penalty against Dodgeville, it appears. So let's see. No, it's going against Richland Center. Hornets called for the penalty, and that should make it a first down inside the 5-yard line. First and goal at the 5-yard line. All right, Dodgeville knocking on the door. 8:52 remaining. They've got four cracks at the goal here as we head toward halftime during homecoming 2025. Dodgeville up to the football. Hornet defense trying to dig in. Awaiting the snap from center, there is the QB handing off. Running play over to the left side, down around the goal line. That is close. No signal yet on the run by Braden Houston, and they mark him about a half yard short. So Houston with a head of steam, and Dodgeville going no huddle, second down and short yardage. Stadola looks it over, and now they're going to replace the football. Blow the clock dead just for a moment. and now start it again. Second and goal from around the one-yard line. There's a handoff, running play down around the goal line, spinning in and getting the score is Braden Hewsome on the short run, about a one-yard run, and Dodgeville is on the board. So the ball down there inside the 10-yard line, set up by a couple of really good offensive plays, including that long pass play from Stadola to Argel. And now Dodgeville will try to tie the score. Jackson Jabs is the holder. Ethan Burke is the kicker, trying to tie it up. Snap is low. Burke's kick is high and up and good. 7-7 ball game. 8:18 remaining before halftime. This is high school football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
October 23rd marks the start of Red Ribbon Week, a national drug prevention awareness campaign supporting youth and adults. The Richland Hospital and Clinics joins the work of Partners for Prevention in helping take a stand for our future. Saying no to drugs isn't just a choice. It's a commitment to your dreams, your health, and your community. Join millions across the country in celebrating a drug-free life.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
End of the first, River Valley leading Platteville, 7-0. That one just in tonight. Prairie du Chien 14-7 over New Glarus at the end of the first quarter. Also Sauk Prairie leading Portage, 7-0. Kickoff by Dodgeville after the score. Hornets are going to get it in good field position. It's going to be Baker breaking it back all the way out to the 35-yard line. Return of about 20 yards. Tackle is made by Griffin Bush. And now the Hornets will take over. We're tied at 7. 8:13 remaining here in the first half. And the Hornets will have it for their fourth possession already. Southwestern East Dubuque leading Mineral Point, 6-0. Riverdale 13-0 up on Boscobel this evening. So here come the Hornets. They will huddle up and head to the football. Ball is marked at their own 37-yard line. Shep will take the snap from the shotgun. Wrap around, handoff for Brady Dosh, trying to break the corner. Drags someone with him to the 40-yard line. Gets about 3 yards. Tackle made by Jackson Jabs. Will give him pretty healthy 4 yards on the play. Second down and 6 yards to go. Good officiating crew here tonight. I know Jerry Shuey is here. I saw him earlier. The rest, my glasses aren't quite strong enough to see all the faces. Second down from the 40-yard line. Richland Center, second down and 6. There's the snap. Handoff. For Shep's going to keep it himself instead. Runs left side. Breaks one tackle. Pushes his way toward a first down. And then is rolled back by Dodgeville. But a good gutsy run by the Hornets quarterback, Jaden Shep. And it is a first down for the Richland Center Hornets. Trying to strike right back. Nearing the midfield stripe. First down and 10 yards to go. Hornet band will be marching at halftime. And we had a pregame show on that during the morning show this week. A couple of band students letting us know that they let the cat out of the bag. It's a journey tribute tonight for the Richland Center Marching Band. Warm is my heart when they play songs from my high school years. 7-7 ball game. Ball first and 10. Shep hands off. Running play up the gut. Not much to around the 50. Maybe a yard gain for the fullback, Bronson Perkins. Perkins tackled by 63 Finn Fitzsimons and Braden Hewsome. Second down and about 8 yards to go for the Hornets as they near midfield. Richland Center did such a great job last week controlling clock in the first half against River Valley and trying to keep that score down. Time of possession still edged toward Richland Center a little bit, but it's been a little more even this week in the first half. Second down from right around midfield. Hand off going to Dodge. Speed through a gaping hole, and he may be going all the way. Goodbye, Brady Dodge. 50-yard run, and the Hornets take a lead here in the second quarter. Wow, he is adding on the yardage tonight. Brady Dodge. They're going to mark that down around the goal line. Bill Twining says 48 yards, so give or take a couple of yards. I thought it was right at midfield, but we won't argue. It's right around there, okay? And the Hornets take the lead at 13-7. Awaiting the snap from center will be Jaden Shep, and the kicker is Liam Fingerson. Injured a few weeks ago, injured the elbow, and he's not been able to get back full time, but they do have him as a kicker tonight. And really incognito, wearing number 30. I was the one that asked, hey, who's number 30? That looks like Liam Fingerson, and I was right. He was kicking 50-yarders. That's why I assumed it was him. And it is. Awaiting the snap from center is Shep. Placement is made. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. Hornets lead it 14-7. 5:55 remaining in the first half. This is high school football from WRCO Radio Sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. A family business serving the area since 1978, Heartland Christmas Trees is proud to provide handmade wreaths, garlands, and decorations along with free shaking and netting of every tree. Watch for Heartland Christmas Trees retail outlets to open during the next holiday season and plan to bring home the tradition of a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Riverdale now up in its ball game, 19-0 over Boscobel. First touchdown of Brody Meese, 22-yarder. Conlon Walsh, a 1-yard run. And Bevan Dennis, a 15-yard run. Hornets will kick off after the most recent score. That one squirts across the ground to around the 15-yard line. Dodgehill's return man, Johnson's got a little running room. Gotten away up to the 50 and then ushered out of bounds by the kicker. So good return by Johnson, and that's where Dodgeville will take over for its fourth possession of the evening. 5:47 remaining before halftime and a 14-7 Richland Center lead. Brady Dodge has two touchdowns, one from 6 and one from nearly 50. Sticks are set up for Dodgeville. Ball is at the 50-yard line to start. The center is up to snap the football. First and 10 for Blake Stadola. Quarterback hands off, and there is a running play bouncing down to around the 43-yard line of Richland Center. Is the ball carrier, number 25, Jack Graber. Graber brought down by Brenton Baker. Dodgeville accumulates about 7 yards on the play inside the 45 to the 44. Just a bit of a breeze going tonight. They have the Hornet flags hanging here at the stadium. They are just rustling just a little bit. Second down play. The line is set. Stadola takes the handoff to the left side. The running back pushes the pile, but not much. Hornets run it back with a big tackle from Bronson Perkins, who closed the gap. The ball carrier was Jack Graber. Third down and about 4 yards to go for a first down. Dodgeville trying to keep it going, keep it rolling here in the game, and keep the ball out of the Hornets' hands. Richland Center has proven some big play offense, especially with the likes of Brady Dosh running the ball tonight. He's had another big night. Third down play at about 3 yards to go. Richland Center territory from the 44. Awaiting the snap, Stavola hands off number one. Nathan Bush trying to make the corner and second effort. No, won't get it. Pushed back by the Hornets. Great read. Brady Dosh is there. Several of his brethren. Devin Harris as well. Good job by the defense. And also number 33, Blake Muller on the stop. Brings up a Dodgeville fourth down there in Richland Center territory at the 43-yard line. Clock running under 4 minutes remaining in the opening half of football. 14-7, Richland Center in the lead. Dodgeville heads to the football. They're going to go for it on fourth down. Need to get to the 40. Here's a handoff. Hornets break it up initially. Then the running back breaks away, and no, he doesn't get anything. He was trying to go side to side a little bit and brought down by Holden Grob and the Hornets, and the Richland Center Hornets will take back over as Dodgeville turns it over on downs. Good defensive effort. Dodgeville taking that ball on the big run back all the way to the 50-yard line, and they're unable to move the ball. Richland Center takes over for its fifth possession of a half. Shep coming in with the play, and Leif Morris as well. First and 10 for Richland Center. Ball is marked at their own 41-yard line. 14-7, they lead. Weiss out to the near side. Shep will operate out of the shotgun, awaiting the snap from center. Man in motion, there's the snap. Hand off, running play, Bronson Perkins. Breaks three, he's got a little bit of room. First down and then some, 45-40. Sidesteps another. He could go all the way, and he will. Bronson Perkins, touchdown at about 59 yards, and the Hornets are off and rolling here tonight. Bronson Perkins, the fullback, so makes his way back to his teammates and getting some accolades there. Ah, nice run. RC will talk about an extra point. That comes with 3:25 remaining here in this first half of football. Hornets go up 20-7. And Liam Fingerson is out to do the kicking honors. There was a penalty flag on the far side of the field. Officials are assembling what's going on. I take it that it was the touchdown obviously counts. They're going to assess that on the extra point. Yeah, unsportsmanlike against Richland Center. So it will be assessed on the kickoff. Fingerson will do the kicking, trying to put the Hornets up by a total of 14 points. Shep is the holder. Fingerson moves slight to the left. Long snap count. Flags fly. Flags fly for a false start penalty against Richland Center. That'll back it up 5 yards. And they will try again. 3:25 remaining in the first half of football here at Richland Center. Zavitas Rip Field. Other scores tonight, looks like a lead, as we told you, for River Valley over Platteville, 7-0. Looks like New Glarus and Lancaster tied at 14. Filney flip phone sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. There's the snap, extra point try, it's up, and it is good. Fingerson nails another, that makes it 21-7, Richland Center, 3:25 remaining here in the opening half of football. You're listening to Friday Night Homecoming Football live from Richland Center on WRCO and WRCO.com.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Richland Center in the lead after the score. Bronson Perkins, 59 yards, and the Hornets have been strictly keeping it on the ground, and why not here? Man, they have looked good, getting good blocking, and once they've gotten through the Dodgeville linebacking core, they've not had a lot of trouble on a couple of long runs. Brady Dosh and Bronson Perkins also going around to 50 yards for the run. So Fingerson will kick off after the most recent score. Hornets were penalized on an unsportsmanlike. Will kick from their own 25-yard line. Fingerson's got a way to make up the difference, though, with a leg. Talking it over with the official, and Fingerson puts the ball down on the 25-yard line and will get it started. So he will step it off. A couple of big plays here. Three touchdowns total in the second quarter. One by Dodgeville, two by the Hornets. Here's the approach, and this one scoots to the near side. Close to going out of bounds, and it will. So it rolls out of bounds. We'll see what Dodgeville decides to do here in this situation. But it will be Dodgeville football, and with 3:25 remaining in the first half, Hornets opened up a two-touchdown lead at 21-7. Coming up at halftime, we'll talk about the track, the cross-country season with Eric Mindham, Richland Center Ithaca cross-country team. We saw them today in the parade getting warmed up for a meet coming up tomorrow at Platteville. Dodgeville is going to push this penalty against Richland Center and push the ball back even a little bit further now. So they were kicking off on the penalty from the 25, now kicking off from their own 20. Liam Fingerson will be the kicker once again. The deep men for Dodgeville are back at their own 30-yard line. Fingerson takes a couple of steps back. Hand is up, and here comes the approach, and that one is boomed way back over the receiver's head. They back up to the 20 to pick it up, 25, 30, and Bush is going to be spun out of bounds right around the 37-yard line. So Griffin Bush with a good return. Dodgeville takes over for its fifth possession of the night. Ball will be at their own 37-yard line. 3:19 remaining, opening half of football. 21-7, Richland Center. Brady Dosh has scored two touchdowns. Bronson Perkins the other, and Liam Fingerson has kicked all three extra points, and that's the extent of scoring so far. Ball in the near hash mark, the stadium side for Dodgeville. Handoff going to number one, Nathan Johnson. He spun around and dropped after a yard to the 40-yard line. Good play by the Hornets. 33, Blake Muller. 28, Brady Dosh on the stop. Short gain for the Dodgers. Clock running under 3 minutes remaining here in the first half of area football action. We'll get you more scores at halftime as well. Belmont leading DeSoto 14-12 in the second quarter. Running play for Dodgeville. They are stacked up and dropped at the line of scrimmage, the 40-yard line. Not much going there, and the Hornets, good sportsmanship holding the ball carrier up. Griffin Bush and aiming him back toward the huddle. His quarterback will work on getting his jersey all straightened out. Clock down to 2:19 remaining in the first half. 21-7, Richland Center. Dodgeville up to the football. Both teams have had the ball five times. Long snap count. Third down and 7 yards. Back to throw. The quarterback throws it over the middle. High, intercepted by the Hornets. A pick six, or is it? Oh, no. Brought down right around the 35-yard line. I thought Brady Dosh was taking it back to the house. That was Brenton Baker. Brenton Baker, nice pick. Got it back, and the Hornets get it in great field position. So both teams have had an interception here in this first half. Brenton Baker gives it right back to the Hornets for their sixth possession, and they're in pretty good prime time shape for another score before halftime. A minute 54 remaining in this first half of football. 21-7, Richland Center. Hornets up to the football. Schwitzenberg, Baker, and Perkins out on the right side. Weiss on the left. Shep with a single running back to his right. There's the snap from center. Back to throw. Steps up, throws it, and it is caught and tackled right away at the 29-yard line. Will Weiss brings it in, and the tackle is made by Dodgeville's Jack Graber. Second down play coming up here for the Hornets in Dodgeville territory at the 30-yard line. Clock running with a minute 30. See how the Hornets do, but at some point they may be taking a timeout to try and shape things up here. Long snap count. Snap to Shep. Back to throw. Pretty good protection. Steps up, wings it over the middle, and it's incomplete. Flag flies. Dodgeville on the coverage was Jackson Jabs. Pass was intended for Weiss on the near side, and pass interference probably called against the Dodgers. Stops the clock with a minute 14. Awaiting the call from the white hat. Oh, it appears it is against Richland Center. Offensive pass interference. So that will move the ball back to around the 40-yard line. See how far they go back with it. More than that, to the 45 of Dodgeville. So the Hornets backed up on their tracks. 1:14 remaining here in the first half. 27-0, Riverdale leading Boscobel. Second down play. 20 yards to go for the Hornets. Ball is marked at the Dodgeville 30-yard line. Awaiting the snap from center is Shep. There it is. Shep stands up in the pocket. They're coming after him. Now he's going to run a bit. Throws, and it is incomplete. Tried to throw on the run to Dosh over the middle, and he was covered up pretty well. That'll bring up third down. That stops the clock with a minute six remaining here in football action. What a night. Got the lights on at the baseball diamond as well. Everybody enjoying this one here tonight. Very little breeze. And what a night to sit out in short sleeves and T-shirts. You don't get that all the time. Third down play, a minute six remaining here in the first half. Hornets leading it 21-7. Shep will look. He's going to be taking it from out of the shotgun. He's got Dosh just to his right. Harris snaps the ball. Shep back to throw. He's going to gun one over the middle for Baker, and long incomplete. It was a little bit, about 5 yards too far for Brenton Baker. But Shep did a great job of holding on in the pocket and trusting in his line. His line has done a good job for him this year. And sometimes as a quarterback, kind of a hard lesson learned to just hang in there and trust they're going to do their job. And that time he did. Fourth down for Richland Center from the 45 of Dodgeville. They have brought the punting crew out. Liam Fingerson, who is the punter, primarily for that role tonight, and kicking duties as well. That's how he can help the team on homecoming night. Low snap, and oh, through his arms. Fingerson's got to go back and pick that thing up. Now he's going to try to run with it, and he's going to be hit and tries to throw it. It's picked off by Dodgeville. Picked off and down the line it goes, and Dodgeville is going to pick it up for a defensive touchdown. They will score. Number 25, Jack Graber. So Fingerson, as he was being tackled, tried to lateral it to one of his players, and Graber stepped in and scores a defensive touchdown. What a wacky play. So the punt lateral, and again, the snap was low. Fingerson with the wrap on his arm and everything, probably not as smooth picking up the football as he normally would be. And a defensive touchdown for Jack Graber and the Dodgeville defense. And now they'll talk about an extra point. He picked that up and ran it about 35 yards. So the extra point kick try, and it's on the way. It's low. I think it made the upright. It did. Got just over the bar like a soccer kick. Dodgeville back in running here. Now a 21-14 ball game. A wild one here on homecoming night. It is 48 seconds remaining in the first half. Still not halftime yet. Hornets lead by a touchdown on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
And it's your time to enter the Text to Win contest. You can win $200 cash or gold jewelry and be entered into a final drawing for club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. The final word is final, F-I-N-A-L. Be sure to text that to us on the Civic Media app, and you could be a winner. Once again, the word is final.
Thanks, Tim Feed. We got a wild one here, far from a final at Avitus Rip Field. Dodgeville back into it after a defensive touchdown. Hornets were up by two touchdowns, and with an interception by Brenton Baker, they were looking like they were going to roll and maybe get another score before halftime, but it wasn't to be. A couple of defensive plays by Dodgeville, and then the Hornets trying to punt, and the errant snap, and trying to make the most of it. Fingerson ran with it, but then tried to lateral it. And Jack Graber takes it home. So here's a kick by Dodgeville after their most recent score. It is going to roll by Duncan Harper. He'll pick it up back around the 15. Crosses to the far side of the field. He's got a little green going for him as he spins ahead. Now puts the shoulder down up to the 26-yard line. Went a long way for a few yards. Was hoping that going to the wide side of the field might be the answer. Well, the Hornets will get the ball back for their seventh possession of the first half. We have just 40 seconds remaining in the first half of football. Riverdale leading Boscobel to the tune of 27-0. Prairie du Chien and New Glarus tied at 14. That is in the second quarter. Richland Center with a football at their own 26-yard line here as the first half starts to wind down. Boy, lots of good food at that concession stand. A lot of big cookies are going out of that stand tonight. Homecoming celebration, whistles, flags, and the delay of game. Hornets, that's kind of the strategy, is to use as much time as they can. But that time, they take too much time. Ball backs up to the 20-yard line. 5-yard penalty for the Hornets. Leading 21-14 with 40 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. We'll be going to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update at the break. First and 15 for Richland Center from their own 20-yard line. Shep will take the snap under center. There it is. Hand off Brady Dosh. Dosh cradles the ball, tries around the right side, and pushes the herd out to around the 26-yard line. Tackled by Dodgeville's number 52, Ethan Burke. Gain of a slim 1 yard. Second down and 9. Clock down to 19 seconds. And I believe the Hornets will be content to go to halftime and not try to get anything like super de-duper here at the end of the half or try to gun something down the sidelines. Don't want to turn the ball over anymore. And that will do it for one half of football. It's been a memorable first half in homecoming football tonight. Hornets holding on to a touchdown lead after two quarters of football. Richland Center 21, Dodgeville 14. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School sports update. We'll try to get you some scores a little bit later on tonight. And we'll have more homecoming highlights from the 2025 affair here at Richland Center High School on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center Ithaca cross country team is getting into the stretch drive now with some very important weeks coming up. This week I talked to the head coach, Eric Mindum.
Eric, looked like a nice meet at Fenimore. How did it go for the team?
Yeah, we had a great performance Saturday. Tough course, probably the toughest we'll run all season. But the kids responded really well and handled it, and they came and they performed well.
When you look at the times, they looked again pretty healthy. Was that the case?
Yeah, we thought so. We only had one runner on the high school teams run a personal best, but several not far behind their personal best times. But very competitive, beating